Okay, in Simit Tzadik class, we had learned most of Sif Hei, which is the Sugi of Eim Evach Nisla Chatzila. To review what we learned before we add the parts that we've not yet covered, we learned is that there's an Isser, the Shach had a Machlaikis of Isser Dairaisis of Rabbanan. But there's definitely an Isser to be Mevatalis L'chadchila, to take treifus and to put it into a mixture in a way that the resulting mixture is going to be kosher. That's called E Mevatalin Issa L'chadchila. And even if Isser already fell into a taruvus, let's say Isser fell 1 into 20, and now a person wants to add to make it 1 into 60, so Shulchan Aruch said that that's awesome. That was the first part of the simon. The second if of the sif. The second if of the sif was that if a person did it, if a person already did it, b'mezid, then there's a knas on the mevatel and on the mishin nisvatel b'shvilay. If somebody does it purposely, deliberately, if someone is ma'arev it's a beheter in order to be mevatelit. So there's a knas. B'mezid is a knas for him. Ulamishin is battle b'shvilai. Alushar kol adamuta. So this is the mechaber that we covered. We discussed at length the Taz. The Taz said that if you mevatel it for a different reason, the case of the raglei devarim, the honey which has in it pieces of a bee or bees, and you cook it, and that way you mevatel it. So the Taz's chiddush was that we do not aser. And there's no iser of Eim Mevatel Issa Chatchila in such a case. Over Pesach, I had mentioned the Shaila regarding the grinding of wheat, Bizman Hazeh. Today, most of the wheat that's grown, the kernels of wheat, there may be kernels of wheat in the taruvis, which are considered a cheshash chametz, wheat which cracks, which has a bikua in it. When wheat grows, it always has a split on one side. That's wheat looks that way. A kernel of wheat has a split on one side. However, when the wheat is fully grown, if it gets wet, there are times that the germ of the wheat begins to grow, just like if you bury a seed in the ground, when it starts to grow, the inside, the germ, the center of the seed grows, and eventually cracks the outside of the seed. A kernel of chitim, a kernel of wheat also, can get a crack in it, and that's a siman that it started to grow, and that's considered to be a siman of chimutz. If you have such a kernel of wheat, it's considered chametz gamur. Part of what we rely on Bizman Hazeh, they don't check every kernel of wheat. They take a batch and they look through a batch of wheat from that harvest. And if there's a small amount of cracked chitim, then it's mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's batel b'shishim when you make it into flour. Chametz before Pesach is batel b'shishim. Yeim evat l'nisl l'chadchila. What's the heter to grind these chitim, if there are a few chitim that are chametz stick, and you mevatel it into the flour, and mevatel it into lechatchila, what's the heter?
You know that?
So there are two. We know that we allow it, even in a case where it's...
You see it, you saw them, and you don't have to...
So talks about this, such a case. And it says, because it's batel b'shishim, and there's no mevatel it into lechatchila, so the attack is brought two reasons. One reason is that most Rishayim hold chametz before Pesach is called heter. It's not called iser. So be mevatel heter lechatchila. The second reason that's brought is this Taz. The Taz is heter that the Magen Avraham, I think, points out this Taz that when you're grinding it, you're not grinding it with the plan of getting some chametz stick of wheat mixed in. Even if it were all non-chametz sticker kernels, you would grind it. So the grinding and turning it into flour is mutter because there's no din of eim avan lenis lachatchila when it's something that you would do anyway, like the cooking of the honey, and you mevatel the raglei devarim that are there, the grinding of the wheat, and you mevatel the few kernels of wheat that may be bad, and you mevatel it. Shulchan Aruch talks about it's a vaday. According to what I've heard, Bizman Azed, it's also that there are some kernels. And this, what they're trying now to start planting in Arizona, supposedly is going to take away this problem. There's in the Arizona desert, there are places where they plant wheat. And this year, the first year, they had Arizona wheat, but they had only a small amount because they were testing to see if it's good. They had tried once earlier, about 30 years ago, in the 70s. To plant wheat in Arizona and use it, the wheat was not, the flour was not good for matzahs. It didn't roll well. It fell into pieces as a flour. So now they've done it somehow differently, and they're hoping that it'll be good.
That's what they made the matzah mill out of.
Not quite.
So,
but that, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch calls it Vaday Charoz. So the Gemara is called the Daf Mem in Pesachim. It's called the Vaday Chodesh. The heter.
This type of situation.
It's a broccoli kugel. The chop broccoli still has the bugs don't get chopped. Cooked. If you have something like a broccoli kugel, your intention is to cook it. So the question is there the same vatnas atchila on the bug? The Ramah says that when you cook vegetables, it's only a suffik nibuach. That's what Ramah says. So Ramah says, if it's a suffik, if there's an insect, if you have cabbage, which is a suffik of an insect, so it's a svek seika. And the Ramah says muta. But if it's vadai, then the Ramah says that there's no head.
That's not an issue of a vatnas atchila anyways. You don't want the bugs.
It's not a vatnas atchila because the reason we said, you don't want the bugs. You're just cooking it anyway, like the cooking of the honey.
And
achidami, if you would have broccoli that's a suffik, so then when you cook it, it becomes a svek sveika. We don't make a svek sveika lechetchila.
Somebody else
did. Someone cooked it. Yeah.
So what if you have a micro and the recipe calls for a trade ingredient which is less than 160?
If the recipe calls for it, if it's avidi letama. So why does the recipe call for it? There must be a reason that it's added. So if it's added to give taste or to be a maimid or for any of the numerous reasons, then it's not bottle. It would be unlikely that it would just be on the recipe for no reason.
If it's for a base,
I don't know. There are a whole bunch of ingredients and things.
Well, there are some ingredients and things that are made to prevent things. You have things that are made that things shouldn't stick to the pan. Or there are certain situations where things could be put in for reasons that'll be both the shushim.
Okay.
Raglei devarim, why not? It's a piece of meat. I don't know. I never ate raglei devarim, but
Silman
has. Sure. Okay.
So it's not a problem of cooking meal on Pesach either, because lach balach, it's already ground with flour.
Your flour is lach balach, that's right. Okay, so the first half of the sif was Eim Avat Linus Lechatchila, and on that there was one, Yesoidus de Kitaz, the Ragli Devarim Taz, which is, as I said, a very basic idea. In the second half of the sif is also a very Yesoidus de Kitaz, the second half, the knas, the mezid aser, le mevatel atzmai, that the mezid it's us, so we pask it that b'shoigeg, if someone's mevatel is a b'shoigeg, that it's mutter. The tazis of cut and test. The tazis of cut and test deals with the question of a oimer mutter. If someone is mevatel deliberately, he's mevatel one thing into another. But he's an Ayman Mutter. He thinks that that's permissible. He doesn't know the halacha. And he's an Ayman Mutter. He thinks that you're allowed to do it. Do we say that Ayman Mutter is a mezid? Because he mixed it in deliberately. Or do we say I'm a mutter is a shaygay because if he would have known it's an averi, he would not have done it. The shitas ataz is that I'm a mutter has it in shaygay. That an I'm a mutter is a shaygay and there's no knas if someone's mevatel issa didn't know it's an averi, then it's considered a shaygay and it's mutter. Seeing the material is a good excuse here. It's an excuse of shaygay. Okay, what? Because it's a knas, shaygay is yeah. Now, Tassif cut and Tess. I'd like to read his raya. The va'ayd nira halfway through Tess. Va'ayd nira lahavi raya b'tshuvas ma'arik. Shorish kusav zayin. It's a bit of a famous tshuvas ma'arik. It's 6-7 lines at the bottom, and Mark is not here with his newfangled Shulchan Aruch to give us a hard time.
It says Va'oidim.
So, what?
It says Va'oidim, big print.
Va'oidira. The big print, okay. Va'oidira lai b'tshuvas ma'arik. Shepasak b'isha shezinsa b'hilayada im yesh iser b'davar. A woman was mizana, and she didn't know that there's an iser, a married woman, and she was mizana tachas ba'ayla. Is it a shaygeg? A woman who's mizana b'mezid is asura l'bayla. A woman who's a mizana b'shaygeg is muteres l'bayla. So he declares, if she's an ayma muta, if she im yichashiv shaygeg. B'tarach limtzai svaris, d'loy bechshiv shaygeg. And he says he was tereyach. In other words, he feels the marik was pushed himself to find an iser, the loybach shesheg mitam. This is the Marik's reason. Shalkapalim he miskavenes limoil mal biisha umizana tachtov. Even though she doesn't know that the Torah asked an eshes ish to be mizana, but she knows that her husband is not happy that she's being mizana. She's being limoil mal biisha. She's being mal mal in her. She's rebelling against her husband. Umizana tachtov. Don't like siv ish. Kisista ishtoi umal amal ba Hashem. Does say if a man has a wife who sins against Hashem, the l'shtama kavu b'miskavenes dafka le'iser, elo umal avoy mal ksiv. If she rebels against him by being mizana, she's also to him. I call the shayne, and that's the Marik's psak. The Rama brings it in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer that if she thinks it's mut, it's not a heter because l'maisa she's limal by mal. She's being rebelling against her husband. Now Zokta Taz on that, Shmamina, Vaisaisim Nafa, this new Svara. That limo by Mal, Shmamina Bishar Duchti, Doloi Shayach Haitaima, Shapa Mikri Shayeg. Vaisis in other cases, it would be called a Shayeg of Tavidin. Mishavachi Neralima, Shakosav Atar, Aval Machavin Laharbois, Pirushai, Shiadea, Shesh Isser Bidavar, Vafilachi Oiseu, Ze Mikri Mazid, Kain Nerali. It's a Shumatsasi and Taisis. So this is the psak of the Taz, and the Taz of Shita is that Oymer Mutter is a Shaygeg. There's one other Gadol HaPaiskim who holds like the Taz, and that is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is in two places in our Chayim, and one is in Shin Yud Ches, the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Ches, Magen Avraham Gimel, where he talks about someone who does Malach on Shabbos. We have similar dinim. If somebody does Malach on Shabbos b'mezid, there's one level of Isser. And b'shoigeg, there's a different level. There's a machlaikis ha'poiskim, if you pass me for Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, what the level of Isser is. But there's a difference between a mezid and a shoigeg. We pass him, mock him, hefsid, even hefsid mu'it, like the gra, that b'shoigeg were megal. But shoigeg is more cooler dit than mezid. Zokta Magen Avraham, what about Oymer Mutter? Someone who thinks that this is not malach on Shabbos. Someone who takes, it happens very often. I used to have the shayla, is to visit my grandmother on the east side. And the door was locked. You had to wait someone to come with a key. And there were yidden who came with keys. What did they do? They took a key with a safety pin and they pinned it to their shirt. And they thought that that's not carrying. And they were even mut, otherwise they could have put the key in their pocket. So they pinned it to their shirt. They come, they pin it, unpin it, they open the door. You're allowed to go in. The yid carries the mezid, carries a key, then you're not allowed to have an off from it. So that's Oymer Mutter. So the Magen Avraham paskins that Oymer Mutter is a shaygeg, and there's no knas there, according to the Gra, there's no knas. there's no knas against a an oimel mutter, and the Magen Avraham is meikel.
Are you supposed to tell
them? If you don't listen, you tell them. Otherwise, mutter shushay give al yomazi.
Somebody
carries here because of the Erev issue. Yeah. If someone carries because he's relying on the Erev, he's probably an Ayman Mutter. There's a bit of a problem. The Flapish Erev, even if you hold an Erev, is good. It's not clear that an Erev exists that is checked regularly by people who know what they're doing. Is there a new heter that you don't need an Erev because there's a fence around Brooklyn? I don't think any of the pais can hold of. And the bridges we hold are considered a pirtza in a fence. So I don't know where exactly. I've never seen the Erev in Flavish. I think it's kept secret because it was vandalized. It's very hard to check an Erev that was kept secret. Okay, it's very possible. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the status. Which by Achrayus, I couldn't find somebody who takes Achrayus for it. An Erev generally has to check Erev in the bungalow colony. He generally needs upkeep on a regular basis. So it has to be a Bar Halacha that takes Achrayus. I don't know if there is someone taking Achrayus, he's just afraid to say so, or if there's nobody taking Achrayus, it seems to be a little bit of a mystery. But anyway, the person will be an Ayman Mutter at any rate.
Is that an Ayman Mutter, or is that if somebody is relies on a psaf that you don't rely upon? Is that Ayman Mutter, or is that one step even more than Ayman Mutter?
Generally, it's an Ayman Mutter. I don't, the politics of the Erev I'm not talking about, it could be, look, if somebody holds that it's Mutter, so he's an Ayman Mutter. If someone says, I hold of the Erev, or I hold of a certain Hatter. And not because he holds of it. He has no clue. He just knows there's some mekilin, some achmir. It's easier to be mekil. That's not called I hold of the Erev. What does I hold mean? I hold doesn't mean anything. If he says that my Rebbe holds of the Erev, or I learned to the sugya and I hold of the Erev, so that's an Ayman Mutter. Someone who just says,
No, let's say to him that somebody who says his Rebbe.
Someone who holds its Mutter, yeah.
So is that the same shul, or is that...
That's an Ayman Mutter. L'shitasi, that is not a good Erev. It's an Ayman Mutter.
What about somebody who doesn't... They can walk back with somebody who doesn't open caps. Because they hold that...
Somebody holds like the Peskin that I'm at here. He's an Ayman Mutter. I'm saying, if I hold its Osir and I see someone else holds its Mutter... And he really holds its mutter. Genuinely, has Ayman. That's Ayman mutter. That's.
Well, it should be less than. Maybe it's less than Ayman mutter.
I mean, it's even more cooler dick.
That's what I want to say.
All right, it could be more cooler dick. Okay. But certainly not worse.
Yeah, no, but even if you're going to hold that as Bishayge, maybe it has to be more.
Rabbi Zalman has a tshuva. Shlomo Zalman writes, and I don't want to get sidetracked this. Shlomo Zalman has a very interesting psak. He says. I'm talking now when someone's a legitimate machlaikis. If someone holds tibi machmir, and I think the question he was asked was whether, if I'm not mistaken, the question was that he was asked is whether he has to be machmir on his wife. He gets married, his wife comes from family, that's meikul. Now, chinuch wise, it's a good idea there should be one sheep in the house generally, but Rav Shlomo Zalman is machalek between a person who's a rangatan and a sugya. And he goes through the sugi and he feels that the Mekilim are making a mistake and that it's something which is awesome. He says, then somebody else is a taya. You can't accept that they are two shitas, l'shitaska. I mean, you hold the other person's a taya, he's making a mistake. He says, however, if a person didn't go, not a rangatan and a sugi, he just, they are Mekilim, they are machmirim, and for whatever reason, he's from the machmirim. And not because he went through the sugi properly. He says, then, if somebody else is mekel, so then they are mekel, they are mechmirim. He makes such a chilak. I don't want to get sidetracked to this. It's for a separate thing. I want to get back here to the Taz, the Shiloh of Ayman Mutter. Okay, that could be. There's a third place where Ayman Mutter is mentioned. And that is very interesting. Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Dalet. The halacha is that if you speak out during Berachas Kriya Shema, it's also a hafsik in Berachas Kriya Shema. If someone is mafsik b'mezid, he has to start again. B'shoigeg, then there's no knas on someone who talks during Berachas Kriya Shema. As far as I know, it's even one word if a person is speaking. So Magen Avraham there, in Siman Kuf Dalet, I believe, says that he sees in shul people are mekel. People talk during Berachas Kriya Shema, and they think that it's not so terrible. So he says, since it's so shriach, it's so common that people are talking during Berachas Kriya Shema, must be they think it's mutter. So they're an ayma mutter. And he tells you, he sends you to Tetaz Yeridaya, Tidataz. And he says, ayma mutter is a, we don't count ayma mutter, which is a shaykh. That's the third place that ayma mutter is mutter. So you have Taz and Tumag and Avrams. Let's say Ayma Mutter is a Shaigeg, and that's the Psak.
That's Lamaisa, that you
think? Now, the problem is that the Taz and Magen Avraham seem to ignore a Sugi and Shas. In the second parak of Makis, on Zayin Amid Beis, there's a Sugi of Ayma Mutter. And Abaye says, Ayma Mutter is Karav La'ayinus. And Rava holds, Ayma Mutter is Karav La'amazin. And Ayma Mutter doesn't go to Galus if he kills Bishai Ayma Mutter. The Machlek is Abaye and Rava. Abaye says he's a Karav La'ayinus, and Rava says he's a Karav La'amazin. We always pass like Rav against Abaye. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, which is brought grada here, it's a little out of page context. The Yad Avraham.
I think the first understanding
how to get to this.
They said,
by Ritzicha. How do you have a case of Ayma Mutter? You may be right. It's not, I'll tell you in a second an answer. You're right. There's Yad Avraham.
Which guy?
Okay, that's the case. There's someone stealing, someone's robbing, and he can.
I think he deserves the bomb.
Okay. The Yad Avraham actually brings the Rebbe Kivager, but it's out of place a little. You would have to turn to the page that starts Sivav. Yad Avraham at the bottom. Sorry.
You got a few Yad
Avraham. Yeah, the Vareisi. Is there a large word Vareisi?
Yeah.
It starts with the word Eger on that page, the Yad Avraham. Kinega has an interesting shiloh, and this could happen very easily. A woman, a woman's, a woman lost her husband. She's widowed in a case where she needs chalitza before she could remarry. And she remarried. She didn't know anything about chalitza. You know, her husband died, so she sat shiva, and then later she got married. Then she didn't know about hilchas yibum. So kiveger siman reish vav docha divrei chacham echad. She hit her isha shayis as a kuka liyavam. V'nasa machba shetasa b'div v'savra she'ed as a kuka. And she got married. Now, if she got married, she's really osa to this man. The same raya is the Taz that Ayma Mutter was no knas. Rabbi Kivega Heishavalov, the Kaimalon Karava Bemakis, Ayma Mutter have a Karav Lamezin. Veloy Zachar and Rabbi Kivega seem to forget.
What
did Rabbi Chacham anal? He did Ritaz Khan.
What was he
matter? He was matter for this woman after chalitza to go back to that husband when she married the Isser.
She wasn't a
Shiv. She was a Shiv. She was a Shiv. She was also an Isser. And it's a lab. It's an Isser. The veil is also only a lab.
It's an
Isser
device.
Who
says
it's
an
Isser
device to remain with the husband?
Maybe it's an Isidra Rabbanan, I don't know. But it's an Isidra to remain with the husband. So she was at Ayman Mutter, she thought it's Mutter. And Lamaisa Lahaloch is that it's Asr. So Rabbi Kivega was Ma'ir from that Suvya.
What's the Yad Avraham coming?
The
what?
What's
the Yad Avraham coming?
Yad Avraham seems to say not Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega forgot this is a Tarsus Mekel. And it's a Tarsus of Macharis. He doesn't answer. What about the Gemara in Makis?
Why do you think Kivega forgot the Tarsus?
I understand. Okay, so it's a kasha on the Taz as well. And you should have mentioned that it's a Taz. He says, Chacham HaShayil. Now, Rav Kiveg is not the only one. In Shin Chaf, in Shin Yod Ches, Dorach HaShulchan is masig on the same kasha on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Shin Yod Ches, as I'm in Mutter, is a Shaygeg, and there Dorach HaShulchan is masig. And in Simen Kuv Dalid, by speaking during Berachas Kriyashma, where again the Magen Avraham says I'm a mutter, there the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham is also Masig. So it comes out that we have two Gedalei HaPaiskim, the Taz and Magen Avraham, who are Mekel, that I'm a mutter is a Shaygeg. We have three of the later Achrayim, Rabbi Kiveger, Rosh Hashanah, the Prima Gadim, that disagree. And they have a kasha from a Gemara. There could be a kasha from a Svara. Well, it's a Gemara. It can't be a Taz Magen Avraham. It's a Gemara.
One is a Kanaan Rabbanan. One is a law for the Raisa. The most you can say is that called Tikkun Rabbanan Kain, the Raisa Tikkun. But it's not, that's not a 100% Raya that one is
It's hard to know if I'm a Mutter, is a Shaykh Gomezid, whether it should have the Raisa Rabbanan. You have to have a Svara to be Mechalik.
Because the Rabbanan made a Kanaas. The real question is when the Rabbanan made a Kanaas, how are they Masakin it? And there's no.
The Sefer has a pshara, has a middle ground, which is a mistaber tuva. So Sefer says it depends what you're saying is mutter. I'm a mutter. It depends what you're saying is mutter. Something is a new shaila, and somebody thinks it's mutter. It's some type of a new 21st century shaila. So a person is an I'm a mutter. You're going to call him a karav lemezid. He has to know all the mundusin or that there's a prima godim somewhere. It depends. The sugya Marcus is talking about killing people. So killing people to be an ayman mutter is not such a. You don't run to say that that somebody is an ayman mutter in such a case. What? No, he's karav l'mezid. He was a peshay. The excuse that he thinks it's mutter is a karav l'pshia. The prima godim says. Well, on this marik, the prima godim tain is I'm a mutter, is karv l'mezid. He says, I, the marik, derive from the marik. He says, noshim, can we derive from women? Noshi, lavdina, kamiri. Ladies don't learn shulchan aruch. So women, if a woman says it's mutter, so she's a shaygeg. How does she? She didn't know the name. Times change. But he says that by men, it's somebody who should learn or who knows enough to acquire such an ayma mutter is not an ayma mutter. The goyim today, plenty of them are masking their mutual consent to be mezadas. What? The man she married, he's not the one that was designed. He's not the one.
No,
I'm sorry.
The marriage.
Oh, that was the Tovar of Kivan. So that's the marriage. No, you're right. The man she married does not have an excuse. But, he didn't know.
If he had
it, it that's the Marik. The Marik. The Sheikh would come now. Marik. Sounds like the Marik's case was actually where a woman was on it to save. They're going to be killed, and she, the person who fell upon them, she was mezana with him. She was mafayis. That's actually Marik's case. And I hope he can, yes. But okay. But anyway, this is the Taz. So there are two Yisaitis the Taz and here in this Sif. Aveva Vatlin Islach Atchila. One is pre Pesach and one is post Pesach. Before Pesach, we learned the Ragli Devirim case. It's very good that it has the case of the honey and the bees legs. It makes us a certain picture of.
A certain
way to remember it, you know. Savei lechatziyunim, it says, the person should make ways of remembering. So the Radley Devarim case is the Taz is Kula. And then in Oimer Mutter, we have here the second Kula of the Taz, that Oimer Mutter is a Shaygeg. Again, they are Chayokim, there's no question they are Chayokim. But they are Terutzim on the Machlaikis. The Chavis Das brings other Kashis and he tries to answer them. So it's a controversial thing if Oimer Mutter is Shaygeg. But Lamaisa, they're two Gedalei HaPaiskim, Tazim and Avraham, Lamaikim.
Yeah.
There's no bottom line. How we possibly?
I think Mishnah Berurah passes the Kula. But then Shin Yuches.
About the Brachma and Bar Mitzvah, you mentioned once there's a rug who gave an extra on apple juice before Pesach and he used wheat for 9 days. According to the Taz, that's not a problem, right?
Yeah, according to everybody, it's not a problem because Chametz. No, even though Lach Balach before Pesach is bottled b'shishim, just the question of Eim Avan L'Slachat Chila, so then you're right, there's no problem.
That's
the
finale.
That's what was funny about
it. You can do it yourself.
What?
Right.
You can do it yourself. You can do it yourself. According to Taz Nachinami, it's part of the chumrah de Pesach that we're machmer. If the women are going to hear that there was chametz any place near it, they're not going to buy it. So what's the difference if halacha says it's water? If the women are not going to buy it, you can.
The Rambam.
That's the Taz's reason to be mangled. That's the Taz. Okay. Okay. The Taz doesn't say it's Taz. What? Yeah, I understand. What? What about an Ibarasa? Oh, okay. It's an old dispute whether you have to have Raya something's also or Raya something is mutter. It seems to be a dispute between Mahalacha Machshava of different Rabbanim. Different Rabbanim have a Mahalach. The truth is a Mishnah Yadayim. Mishnah Yadayim brings that there was a Machlaikas what to do. There's certain lands where Truma Meiser is Naik, but Shemitah is not Naik. Certain lands out of Karav Laretz Yisrael, Surya. So Machlaikas was, what do you do in the seventh year? Are you Naik Meiser Sheini or are you Naik Meiser Ani? So one Tana said Maisa Sheni, one said Maisa Ani. So one Tana told the other, the one who said Maisa Sheni, told the one who said Maisa Ani. He says, Olecha lo haviraya, Shani meikel v'ata machmir. And anybody who comes with a new chumra has to bring a raya. That's what said in the Mishnah. Yeah, many Gedolei Rabbanu don't hold that way. They hold that if there's a svara to be machmir, so you have to have a raya to be meikel. It doesn't seem to be new chumris, doesn't seem that it seems you need a raya to make a new issa, you need a proof to make an issa. Dailacha b'masha asra tayra the chazal say. So it's a very difficult thing. Someone says you have a briar to be made. I don't know. I'm not saying there are rabbanim who hold this way. They're smarter than me, but my rebbe didn't hold this way. I don't know. We were talking when we signed the chametz and rabbanim before we were talking. So one rav was ma'irer that maybe it's also to speak out to be mafsik while you're eating dafi kaimim. So we got into this argument. If you need a raya to be mekel, we need a raya to be machmer. Like, l'loy shamanu. It doesn't say anywhere in the Paiskim that it's also now. If you make a bracha on the matzah, you'll be massive. But you make a, you're studying afikot, you need a raya that it's mutter to talk, a raya it's also. So there are different malachim achshava. There are those who feel that you need a raya to be mekel. You know, it's a svara, you're middle of a mitzvah, don't be massive. All right, let's learn the Ramad. This is the Ramad at the end of Sifhei. The Dafkash and the Sar of Yavesh B'Yavesh. This is the end. The Ramad Sifhei here has just a few nakudis regarding Eim Avan L'Nisla L'Chatchila. The Dafkash and the Sar of Yavesh B'Yavesh Ayafilu Lach B'Lach Amandam Einayim Rabbi Chaticha Nas Nevela. And here again we're talking that Issa fell into Heter 1 in 20. And you're adding to make it 1 in 60. So the question is it awesome? Now you all understand that when it fell 1 in 20, it was chaticha das nevela. So now adding to 1 in 60 is not going to help you. That's what the Rambam is saying. Dafka should this arav yavish be yavay shefel alach balach lamad yame inayim by chaticha das menas nevela elalsim and tzadik beis. Avo chaticha shabala isa loy mahani should it taisef achkacheta. Once a piece is balaya iser. And we pass the chaticha nas nevela by shari surim. It doesn't help to add to a total of shishim. Damrina be chaticha nas nevela, because you need to say you need chaticha nas nevela, and without that, it's all awesome. V'yeshayim. Yafilu b'vokim d'loy amrina chaticha nas nevela. Loy mehani levatel hehetel levatel. Even forgetting chaticha nas nevela. If it fell in two steps, one into 20 and then one into 60, loy mahani had to levatel ela nitaisif kaidim shenoida hataruvis. Before you know about it. Avalim noida hataruvis kaidim loy mahani mashen nitaisif achakach. If you're aware of the taruvis, it doesn't help. Lefiza yatzarach hachacham amayra levatel isa lachgar im nitaisif isa laachas shenoida. Let me explain this. Now let me explain it, and then you'll. Let me explain. It fell in 1 into 20. And after it fell 1 into 20, somebody added and now it's 1 into 60. Now, if that was done by Bezit, so there's a knas, there's nothing to talk about. Let's say it was done by Shaygig. Zakarama, so we said by Shaygig it's mutter, but if it fell 1 into 20 and it was noida hataruvis, you were aware of it, if you become aware of it, it's all iser. And once it's all nachris haveli, he said, even if you don't say chaticha nasa, yeshem afilu bokim loy amrin nasa. Noida, if you know about it, there's a psak of iser, and now adding to it doesn't help.
If you don't know,
if you're aware of it, you're not aware of it, so then it works.
Is that not the name of Adam?
We're shaygeg. We're saying we added b'shaygeg. There's no knas.
We
added b'shaygeg. There's no. Okay, so the taz, the shach, it's of cotton tezvav, goes to town. A very long shach, and he shries gevalt on this Ramah. Now, what's the difference? Noida taruvis or noida taruvis? Why did you know about it? You don't know about it. Why does that change anything? It mixed. It mixed. What's the difference? You know it mixed. You don't know it mixed. Once it fell into a taruvis, then whatever the halach is, if you don't ask the veil, ask the veil. Not. It's not. He goes into a big arichus. At the end, he says maybe the Ramah himself had charata later. He brings a right from a different Ramah. And he says that he doesn't understand that there should be a difference of noida taruvis, loy noida. And I think this is the way all the paiskim go with the end lashon of the shach. The shach at the end says, uncharacteristically, that since the mashal and ramah paskim this way, he says, even though I don't understand it, batla daiti. Batla daiti, yeah. Sorry, he says. I'm sorry, he does not say it. I got mixed up with the next shach. Alright, the shach here argues between noida and loinoida, and that's why we paskin that is the Rebbe Kivega paskin is that way on the bottom. Then we paskin there's no difference noida and loinoida, and if you forget this whole halacha, it won't matter because it never comes up. The Ramah himself at the end says that according to this, the Chacham would have to ask a shaila if it was noida or not, but loinagu came. And Lamaisa were made. However, there is one thing which comes here, Derech Agav, which has to do with Simenai and Gimel, with Hilchas Treifis, but it has to do with Hilchas Taruvis. So I'd like to just mention it. Rabbi Kivega brings it here. So I'd like to mention it briefly, because it's something we should know. There's a concept of Isser Dovuk. Those of you who learned Yeridei remember the phrase Isser Dovuk. Isser Dovuk means the following. If an Isser is stuck to a heter, they're attached. We assume Isser Dovuk means it's Dovuk Mitchilas Briyasai. It's not that it just became attached to the pot, but you have a chicken and they neglected to remove the one of the inner organs, let's say the kaved, which is not kosher, it's just salty. And you took this chicken with the kaved still attached to it, and you put it into a large pot of chicken soup, and it was cooked. The kaved is less than a 60th of everything in the pot, and therefore everything in the pot is mutter. The chicken, which is iser dovuk, which is attached to the kaved, the chicken itself is awesome. The chicken doesn't have shishim keneged the kaved. So the chicken itself is an Isser Dovuk. The rule is Isser Dovuk is Memaher Levloya. It's obviously going to be Beleya at a different quality or speed than the rest of the contents of the pot. And therefore, the Isser Dovuk is Beleya first, and that becomes Isser. And then it's. So the if you take a look in Rebbe Kiva Eger, he brings here the din of Isser Dovuk. He brings it because of the shach, as we'll see in a moment. Riki Vager, the one that begins Shach to Kut and Tezvav, Ulai. Vulai Gama Rav Chazabai. He's specific if their Allah had Charata from this difference, Naida, Lai, Naida. So listen carefully. Miestaiti less possessed Safik, the Vade Kenu. Dorav Chazabai. The Ramah had Charata. Dola El Nimsa Kovid Bai. Kosav Allah Bahagad. The Ramah says, when you find this case of a piece of meat, of bird, the poultry, that still has the kaved attached. The Ramah says, L'chein, im ha-kaved shalem, v'dabuk ba'if, if the liver is there, it's still attached to its original bird, nasa ha'ayif chatichas nevela, u'boi shishim ishari surim neged ha'ayif. Since the bird is balea first from the kaved, it becomes iser, and you need shishim against the whole bird. Now, that's what it says over there. As a Tabakiva, Hanimsa, Vadai Mashma, Beloy Noidami Kaidim, Dakave David Bai. Certainly, Pash Pshad is, he didn't know previously that the Kaved is stuck to the piece of meat, the chicken. Vafilahachi Aser Hakoil. We don't say that since it's Loy Noida, since he wasn't aware of it, so now the chicken, the original poultry, shouldn't be Iser, it should be measured all as one. Vafilu din davak amrina bai. Because kedim nispashel v'loya yeshisha betchila. The amrina din chatichas manasas nevela even by loy noida. So he brings a raya from there. A case of chilek of noida loy noida. Here it's la chumra that we don't say it matters noida loy noida to paske chatichas nevela. Whether you know about it or you don't know about it, either way.
But that's talking about manas.
It's the same Ramah. I understand. The Ramah, it's in two ways. Whether you need Noida to paskin either Chatichanas Nevela or to paskin an Isser to go. Well, here it's really also the Ramah said. The Ramah said that if it has to be a place of Kaidim Shanoida. The Ramah said once it's Noida, then it's all Isser, and then the Taisif doesn't help.
But that's all.
Not really, because if you look in the source, which if you look in Shach Tezvav, where he brings it from, it comes from Nisav Heter that the Ramah brings, which is talking b'makim shamrim and chatichanas nevela. That's the source of the din of Noida. So this is a right at the Ramah Chazabai. There's no difference between Noida and Loi Noida. I'm mentioning it not because Noida and Loi Noida comes up, but because this adavuk din is something which we all should be familiar with.
Okay.
We're saying it is chatichanas nevela, right? It doesn't matter if noida or loy noida.
The Rav said in the beginning that you only need shishim to get a kaved. That was when.
That's if you don't say it's a davuk. Once you say it's a davuk, you need shishim against whatever became davuk, whatever is davuk.
So even if the chicken fell into the pot that had shishim at the end.
We look at it as two separate cooking.
And then the whole chicken becomes the. That's
in the van. Okay, so that's this most famous of Seifim, Mevatlan is Lachatchila. And again, the two Tazan and the Shach, which are the big lumdis parts of it. Now, Siv Vav is a continuation. The Ramah, the Mechaber, has a Kula. But we don't pass like this kula. Let's learn the mechaber. Issa shal devareyim. The mechaber is makel by an issa derabanan. Eime arvin oisib yadayim kidei levatloi. Even issa derabanan, you're not mevatel chatzila. You must have came to bezer asa. And even issa derabanan, if you cook it, it's asa. Avol. Im nafal me atzmai. Ve'im beheta kidei levatl. If it fell in, issa derabanan fell into a mixture. And it's not enough to be mevatelit. Marbe olav u'mevatla. You're allowed l'chatchila to pile in more in order to be mevatelit. This is the Gemara's case in Beya. Eitzim shenoshu min hadekel. The Gemara has a case where on Yom Tov, your wood, obviously firewood is mutter on Yom Tov, but you have wood that fell off of a tree where when Yom Tov began it was connected. And that wood is naila, that no wood is aser. Eitzim shenoshu min hadekel l'taner, marba olavu mevatloi. You're allowed to add wood to it and be mevatel that, and you burn all the wood and you have your cooked your supper. So Zakter Mechaber, that's a Beferish Gemara, that that you're allowed by this adrabana to be marbe olav umevatloy. As I paskint the mechaber, Rama says yeshayimrim dein levatul isadrabana. No, you're not allowed to be not mevatul in isadrabana. I lahaysef olav k'may be isadayraisa the chenayegin dein l'shanais that it's aser. I etzim shanashu bedeko. So the Gemara there actually says that shani etzim shanashu bedeko the mikli kali yisura. Mikli kali yisura means that the iser, you don't have enough of the wood until it's burnt, until it's destroyed. That type of an iser is a mokula dika iser, mikli kali yisura. And mikli kali yisura, that's why it's mutter. No, it means it's destroyed before it gives you hanah. That's a mikli kali yisura. As I state in the now this whole thing is, as I said, basically was saying, lamaisin is no different. What's an of great interest here is the kasha that the Shach and Taz ask from Chanukah. The Shach is Yud Tes. He asks a kasha by Chanukah, the leftover oil of Chanukah, which you all know, the leftover oil of Chanukah is Asa Bahanoah. Now, what you probably don't know is that this is not Negea to you in your home. It's like it's Mordechai and the Rambam. If somebody that has a heter in a year from now is a notion. But why is it I never had Meister Shemin in my house? Why?
It's only the first half hour.
Because it's only if it goes out in the first 30 minutes. Only the oil, that's the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach. Only the oil of the first 30 minutes that's left is considered Meister Shemin, Shabbanair. Whatever's past the first 30 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah Lishitah, say Mishnah Berurah, there's no hider in burning more than 30 minutes. You're allowed to put it out L'chatzel after 30 minutes. And he says that there's never Mois Hashem and it's all Matabah, not going to the Ramah, according to Mishnah Berurah, after 30 minutes. But we're talking now about the first 30 minutes worth. So look what it, the Kasha of the Shach, your Tess, everyone is this Kasha, the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham in Hilchis Chanukah. It's always interesting when you're learning Hilchas Taruvis and you can stick in something with Chanukah. Kasha devarachayim to metuf reishayin zayin sasam ha-machaber v'kasa. Shach yutes. Kasa de moisir shemen shebeder Chanukah shenis arei b'shemen acher vein by shishim levatloi. Let's say someone took the leftover oil and poured it back into the bottle and there's no shishim. The machaber says yesh mishayimer she'ein loisif alova levatloi. The machaber brings, although Beloshin Yesh Mishaimer, but he brings the Machmirin. Shein Laisaf Alo Belevatloi. Vari Chanukah Eini Elam Adrabanan. Their Chanukah is only Adrabanan. Gam Bebeis Yosef Sham Leihevi Shum Paisik Shechaylak Alzeh. And the Bebeis Yosef doesn't bring that he himself is Matur in this Adrabanan to be Maisaf Alo Belevatloi. So this is the Kasha from their Chanukah which everybody jumps on, Estira and the Shulchan Aruch. So he, the Shach brings Shami Yesh L'chalek. He gives a kosam kima shahuk zlo mitzvah soy chomer tvei v'daychik. He says maybe muk zlo mitzvah is worse. He says that's a daychik. Oy, daivi is even more shver. Daivi yesh b'shemu with my Rama Rutenberg. Shevi ator sham u'muchud lo yisvir lei l'chalek b'hachi. If you look at the original words of the my Rama Rutenberg, he doesn't hold that it's because it's huk zlo mitzvah soy. The kosam sham. Loidami la eitzim. Now think for a minute. Why by eitzim you're allowed to be marbe and not by other things? Because by eitzim you don't have a no until it's burnt. What about oil in a wick? Do you have a no after it's burning or while it's burning? So he says, so he quotes the Marat Marittenberg. Muchid lois feel like behind the kosav sham. It's not similar. When you cook something, that knows after it burns. Says here it's different because if huksum mitzvasi is worse, you should have said so. He doesn't say if I think it all looks a little bit mitzvasi. And therefore, tzarechi and he blight shver on the thing. What's the chiluk between oil? Oil. When does the oil give light? After it burns. While it's burning. But every mashu has by the wood. So what's the difference between the wood and the oil? wood was saying that noise after it burns. Does he mean because when you're eating it, it's already bottled? When you eat the food, it's already gone?
Wait, hold it.
You don't have an issue. To eating it, that's the point. Eating it, that's the point. And if you use it for heat, then it'll be awesome.
The issue.
I don't know.
The issue is, it's exactly what he's saying. What if I use the oil to cook with?
The oil.
I mean,
to cook his mutter. I never remember cooking with oil.
What if I'm using it?
No, that's eating the oil. Cooking it is destroying
it.
What if I'm using the oil as firewood?
Yeah, I don't think people use oil as firewood.
So that'll be the same. I remember by Rav Shea, we argued about this. When you have hagar, it seems to me you can't have hagar from anything that's burning unless it's burnt. How did it change into something? There's oil or there's wood. How could I have benefit from it? What? Once it's burnt, it doesn't give off heat.
The heat from the light
doesn't give off heat as it's burning.
The heat and the light at the same time.
I don't think it has turned to shine. You throw it into your fireplace.
Why not?
This is Latana. Eitzim Shoshu Medeka Latana. It's Lav Dafka. You're limiting it. No, it doesn't say. It's like when you go to bake the matzahs. You know, they throw in wood.
So what's Bikli Koli then?
Bikli Koli Isura means...
That's what
Bikli Koli means. The way I understand Bikli Koli Isura is nothing gives off heat until... It's
consumed.
What happens is the
gets consumed.
It feeds the fire. What is the fire? It's molecules that are moving very rapidly in the air, and that gives off heat. So it has to. What? You see it burning for an hour. So what's it doing? I know, but your pleasure is of the agitated molecules which are mushba from it on the outside.
The part that's wood, you're not getting.
Okay, I don't know. What? What? We go by perception. As halacha, we go by perception, not by insight. So perception is that heat, that the wood is giving me anah. So maybe it means, like someone else was saying, maybe it means that if you're cooking food, you're not in the henna until you eat the food later. Is that what it means?
Or until it's fully cooked.
Or until it's fully cooked.
That's
what it means. It's gone by the time I have enough.
While it's wood, you're not having enough.
Right. Well, but there you have to bicycle love of a bath line. Salt and fire, you have to add wood in order to be enough. No, the Gemara says Maisif Alav Umavat. That's Lashon HaGemara.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Maisif Alav Marba Alav Eitzim Umavat.
Maybe you want the heat from the fire, not the cooking.
You want the heat? Yeah, then if it would be heat, it would be, you're right, then this wouldn't apply. So, all right, so we have room. We have room to clear. What?
A sukkah, if you have a style of kutuba, you could be on
the sukkah. A sukkah, you're Maisif Alav Umavat, Lai. No, because you're not mevatel. You're allowed to have schach pasul. You have to have there. You only have to have roif schach kosher. You're allowed chatzilah to put up some schach pasul as long as you have roif schach kosher. Gemara is lashon bittul. Gemara. What? So they have terutzim. There are many terutzim on there. Anything to a Chanukah has 101 terutzim. The most mustavadik teretz to me is the Chavos Dasos teretz. Chavos Dasos is mechalek between Yisurei Hanoah and Yisurei Achila. It says Yisurei Achila is one thing, or even Noilud is one thing. Something where you're not allowed to be Nehenah. Ner Chanukah is also Behanoah, It's the chayv asar. What?
So in the
etzim. Etzim shenasha, but it's not his surei hanah. It's not like, you know, so it's a type of book, but it's not.
You could sit on it. You can't move.
You're allowed to sit on it.
You could sit on it.
What? Milk and chicken soup, which is the rabban. And we don't pass like that. It's the chayv anyways. All right, the last ramah is important. This is the ramah of chayz of the near. Okay, Issachar is battle. Kagai Shahaya Shishim Kenegdai. Something that was battle. So let's just pick an Isser. Let's say milk into chicken soup. It fell in, it was battle. And he tosef by Achakach min Isser Harishim. And later, again, less than a 60th fell in. Chayzer v'niyar v'nesar. Then we say Chayzer v'niyar. Now, in the case of milk and chicken soup, I think we all understand. If a drip of milk falls into chicken soup, it's bottle b'shishim, and you can't taste the milk. Another drip, well, you can't judge a second drip. Yeah, if the second drip is more than a 60th, so now you're going to taste the milk. So everybody would logically agree, nobody could argue, that it's chayz v'niyar. Chayz v'niyar means the taste comes back. If a person adds chazer to a vegetable soup, it's bottle b'shishim. He has a little more, a little more, a little more. Eventually, you'll have the taste of chazer. So that's chayz v'niyar. And that part of chayz v'niyar is indisputable. It's a physical fact that you're going to taste it. However, the Ramos is more than that. He says, loishna min b'minai, loishna min b'ein aminai. Loishna yavesh, loishna lach. Loishna noide b'intayim, loi noide b'intayim. He says, in all cases, whether it's even a case of yavesh b'yavesh min b'minai, it's also chayz v'niyar. The iser comes back after it was bottled in yavesh b'yavesh. So here, that's a chiddush. Now, generally, by min b'einai minai, yavesh b'yavesh, we have a gezeira that you might cook and it'll become lach b'lach. So yavesh b'yavesh min b'einai minai has the same din as lach b'lach. However, where it's yavesh b'yavesh min b'minai, that's where here there's a, the shach again has an arichus to argue with the Ramah. Yavesh b'yavesh min b'minai. The shach holds that yavesh b'yavesh min b'minai, once it's bottled, it's heter. And there's no chayz v'niyar if additional min b'minai falls into it. And here he has a long arichus. This is where he writes at the end that even though he's mekel, but since the Marshal and the Ramah Machmir, he says, Bakla daiti neged daitam, Bafrat shadi mekel vehema machmirim. He says, Afal pikei bebokim hefse meruva, you could be mekel, on this din of chayz v'niyar. Okay, it's late. What I'll do before we start, now, Siv Zayin is the din of Mishtamish B'Shefa is important. What I'm going to do, no, Gwaz makes a chilti derisa derabbanan. But Mirza Hashem, I'll come back to Chayz v'niyar at the beginning next week, and hopefully we'll finish the exact. Chayz v'niyar will be Chayz v'niyar.